Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
Funny story, guys.
We might have an intro, we might not.
That then became Spotify for podcasts, that now is Riverside. They're switching up the platforms way too much, and now we have no idea how to import our intro. So you guys get zero intro
Yeah.
for this episode.
If
Very chaotic.
by any chance there is an intro, then
It's probably a new jingle.
pat ourselves on the back that we figured it out, because we are on audio girlies and tech girlies, so
But not Riverside girlies. We don't know how to work this platform.
no, we'll figure it out next.
Okay, so do we want to get into it? Do we want to get into the summary?
Yeah.
I'll let you do the honors. Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
well, this is our February book,
Oh,
and we
yes.
know that it's April, but we're not going to get into that. We're already reading our next book, so at least we're ahead of the game. The book that we chose for the Lovers Month is Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez.
Great writer.
I'm obsessed.
Lord.
Okay, this is a summary of the book. Yours Truly feels like a Grey's Anatomy episode, but one with a happy ending. We follow Brianna, a recently divorced trauma doctor, and Jacob, a trauma doctor with anxiety. They get off on the wrong foot, but soon the misunderstanding turns into an amazing and heartwarming friendship, and then something more.
Something more.
Something more is right. Okay. I saw this book on a recommended, book talk, and they were like, this is the greatest romance
It also really
story.
spoke to us when we were looking at like the book talk
Oh my god.
section.
We
Let's
actually
start there.
Oh my god, let's start there. We went to Barnes and Noble's, like, oh my god, yeah, we have to get a hardcover book because
We haven't had a hardcover book in
yeah.
a while. We went from our Kindle to listening to Audible, and we're like, you know what? It'll be so cute for this month.
Right. Because
An
books are so
actual
cute.
physical, yeah, physical book.
I read probably three chapters out of my hardcover book.
I read a lot. I actually
Oh,
read a
I'm
lot
proud
of
of
this
you.
one. I bent the shit out
Oh,
of this
mine
book.
is like, it looks more traumatic than anything because it was in and out of bags. I went to the beach. I did so much.
Oh, that's right. You did
I
take it to
read a
the
big
beach.
chunk of it. Big chunk, I mean like four chapters at the beach, and I probably read nowhere else after that.
We just we it so as soon as I was driving, I think it was with what to do my taxes, I was like, okay. Like, I need to read this book. It already had me hooked. And I was like, I have a 45-minute drive over there and a 45-minute drive back. So how cute would it be if I could listen to the book while I get
I
home?
felt that way every day, and then finally I caved, and I even texted my best friend. This was like, Jan, don't tell Liz. But I checked it on Spotify and it was on there. I'm like, okay, I have to listen to this book because also I just couldn't
And
read
it
it.
was on Spotify
Yeah.
for free.
Girl,
So cute.
I
I
only
had to use a
listen.
credit of
Yeah.
mine. So 15 bucks to
I
just to
only listen
listen to
on
this
Spotify.
damn book.
I don't even have my Audible subscription anymore.
Oh, that's cute. I'm definitely canceling mine then.
I told you, but you're also an Apple Music girly.
I am.
That's a whole other thing. Anyways, so I also couldn't read my hardcover book because at night I don't really have night lighting yet in my room. It's only like recess lighting, and like
That's lame. That's
I'm not
lame.
on the surgery table at midnight, to like try to read this book. So then I was like, okay, well, I can't even read at night.
You're so cute because I would have just bought a book light.
Yeah, but
Oh
like it, I didn't even like my what is those thing called?
my God, the fucking bookmark from hell.
Exactly. I
That
couldn't even
was
deal with the
the
bookmark.
worst thing. Guys, we're gonna post a picture. Oh, I think we did.
We
We posted up
did.
our
It was
reel.
so
Okay,
cute.
the no, but we didn't show what bookmark we actually
Yeah,
got.
we did at the end.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I need a refresher. But
Yeah.
anyways, that thing, you would put it on the top of the page and the whole fucking book almost would crumble apart because it was so heavy.
No way, right? It was cute. Again,
What a shit
I'm
show.
here for the girls. I appreciate you guys. Good for y'all that you guys like these hard books. And but like, we are new
We're
age.
going back to our
I'm
Kindle.
electronic girly or audio, and that's it. That's it. I can't ever waste another dime on a hardcover book. Like, if it's not for
We're done.
decor,
No, we're
that's
done.
it. Like,
And
yeah.
now it's taking up space in
Yeah,
my.
because oh, mine too. I was like, okay, so like, this is a bright red book. Where am I gonna put this on my dresser? It's not really kind of my aesthetic, but I figure it out. Anyways, what do
Wow.
we rate this book? What's your rating?
What are we? We're still doing our
Overall.
100 out of 100.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. No, there's not. It didn't miss one mark. It was so well
Did you
written.
also feel like this book was so long? It was, I feel, average. Like so much happened. Really? No, but I think like her writing made it extend details? The book that it was detailed, but it wasn't like a dragger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I was, what was it? It was only like 2 months realistically in the book, right? Or a month? 3 months?
Yeah, I guess I think it was 3 months.
3 months. Yeah, yeah, I think I went through their whole relationship, like a whole 8 month to a year.
Yeah, yeah.
During this
book. I did one, like, I felt like once I got to like 30%, I flew through like 70. Like, I couldn't stop reading.
No, not long, but I felt like the storyline was like extended instead of this 3 month. Yeah.
I love everything the way it was written. It had humor, it had warms and fuzzies, like, everything was.
It was perfect. No, it was perfect.
My favorite part, though, what I love, it's the Latin presence. It's a Latin love. She's also a Latin writer. I was like, wow. Not us finding love in a book. Not us being the main character. It's always not like a Hispanic woman.
It's always a blonde hair, blue eyes. Or like a brunette girly, a white girly.
Yeah, like who, on top of that, she's also a doctor.
And there was Spanish.
Yeah, like, they spoke Spanish. What? They were, like, talking about arepas. I really don't know what they were talking about, but, like, I forgot what food they mentioned. But I was, like...
She's Salvadorian.
Yeah, she's Salvadorian, which I have no idea what they eat other than...
I want to know if the... We need to check if Abby Jimenez
she is Spanish.
No, I want to know if she's Salvadorian.
Oh. I remember... I read her epilogue, and, like, I don't know. But speaking of that, did you finish, like, it all the way?
Mm-hmm.
She talked about, like... her illness and what like kind of drove her to read like to write this book.
No.
Yeah, she didn't have like.
Wait, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, you listen to it, but
the reader. What?
I like listen to like when I'm listening to a book, I wait until it says this audio has been brought to you by like I go all the way to the end.
I heard the epilogue of like them having like their kid and 2 years later. Oh, whatever. Yeah.
I go to like author's notes because I'm crazy.
That's what it was. Yeah. You went to like author's notes, but yeah. I immediately author's notes. Yeah, whatever.
So yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about it. Unless the only thing is like, she can give me part two and I'll read it. Like,
same.
Yeah. Like
same. No, it was so perfectly written. I can't stop harping on that because for a book to hook me like that.
It was amazing. Amazing. It was so good. Okay, spice level.
One.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I gave it
like two little sex scenes.
I gave it like a 3 out of 5. Because Christine. Like, okay, there wasn't immediately, but when the spice dropped, it dropped. We got
couch sex, like a quickie.
Yeah, but it was descriptive. Like, I guess from all the fannies I've been reading, there was zero. So, like, and before then, I mean, I did binge a lot. And there was good sex. But, however, there was spice. For when it dropped, I felt like it actually dropped.
It was pretty low for me.
Okay.
I feel like because it was only, like, two scenes that it was kind of, like, the buildup was there. The tension. I had wanted them to have sex from, like,
I wanted them to kiss. 10. Oh my god. Speaking about wanting, the way I wanted them to have a conversation. Oh my god. It's like, can we stop assuming? And
it was very annoying.
Lesson learned, because I'm a person who like will eat up my emotions, especially when it involves a significant other. Mm-hmm. And be like, no, he thinks this, he thinks that. And I'm like, wow. Bless my best friends that deal with me speaking about these made up scenarios instead of I could just have a conversation. So.
Yes. I have no patience. I need to, like...
You were the Band-Aid off. Yeah.
I word vomit immediately. Like, the moment that I feel any type of way, I word vomit. Which maybe isn't the best because I don't think things through. You know
what I mean? That kind of works for you, though.
Sure.
It works.
I
It's better than me. I harp onto things and 3 months later, I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to write a 5-page letter. And I've already, like, healed... I went through all the emotions. I've been pissed. I've been sad. And now I'm like, all right, it's time.
And then, the person's probably going to look at you, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, or
right now?
I'm never even going to tell the person. So, yeah, I've learned my lesson. That was the only annoying part. So, I thought it was
just anxiety was driving me crazy. Like, yeah. I can't with... We deal with the anxiety 24/7 because we're very anxious people. But, like, hearing them... Oh my god, it's gonna sound so sexist. But hearing a man go through all of these emotions all the time, it was so annoying to me. Like, grow up, you have to search an address to see where the parking and where everything is. You're wild. Like, sir, just show up.
But think about it. He was doing that on his point of view, Brianna didn't know what was going on his end. God, so, like, know, we're like through his eyes.
Yeah, but me knowing this, I wanted to grab him through his throat.
I actually it was kind of endearing because he was, like, raw and naked about it, like, honest about his anxiety, even to Brianna. So I was like, wow, that's kind of, like...
And she was so, honestly, like...
Patient.
Not even patient, but so accommodating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she was patient. She was, like, okay with it. Understanding,
like,
immediately.
Compassionate with the whole thing. I was like, girl.
No, like, he met his match. Yeah. Like, 100%.
He deserved her.
And yeah. She deserved him. Yes, like, and her personality is so strong, so you wouldn't have thought that she would have been, like, okay with, like, doing other things that he needed to, like, to be done so he could feel comfortable. She was like, okay, yeah, sure.
When they went up to her best friend's house, like, she sent him everything.
I know.
I was like, girl, I would have sent the address and buckle up.
You're a liar. See you when you get here. You're lying, truth. I thought that literally my heart went pit-a-pat, but
it was cute.
It was intense and anxiety, and it just really just, like, shines light on, like, how different levels of anxiety and how people deal with. You just, like, never know what somebody's going through, you know?
I know.
But.
And maybe I need to be a little more.
Well, that's a lesson learned for you.
Take note for me, got it.
Therapy 101. Okay. Zodiac signs. I feel like we're going to disagree on both of them.
Okay. Go ahead. What's yours?
Okay, we'll start with Jacob.
Sure.
I think he's a Virgo. Because he bottles up all his feelings.
He's
but
very type A. And, but he's wants very
the,
type A.
Yeah, he bottles up all his feelings because he wants the best for everyone. You know, he's like the first one to be like, yeah, no, I'm fine. And then he's like dying on the inside. But if like his brother getting engaged to his ex.
That's wild.
And he was okay with
it. Way too forgiving. Way too
forgiving. I feel like a Virgo puts like their feelings all the way back on the back burner. You know, like literally throws it away, ships it in a bottle, and like peace out. And like
that's very earth sign of him.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel like definitely a Virgo for those reasons. What about you?
Damn. I agree.
What were your initial thoughts?
I was gonna say Pisces because he's way too emotional.
Yeah.
Like very emotional, and they bottle things up. Mm. Like you can tell on their face and they're in their expressions that they're off, but to get a conversation out of them for them to open up, it's a lot. For the girls, not so much because they're criers, but like very emotional, mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. outspoken. But the men, girl, the moping and like the I can't. That's what I was going to give him Pisces, but you're so right because he is very type A too.
Yeah,
so
very
that
type
gives him
A.
Virgo.
I mean, the anxiety just drives him
and
to
Virgos
be more
type are
A.
actually very, like, in tune with their feelings. They just don't.
It
know
takes
how
them a while
them.
To actually express them, but they are very in tune. Yeah. And as I know, they make great husbands, so.
Very true.
So, yeah.
She has, like, five friends that have.
Literally.
Virgo
so, shout out to the Virgo men. One can slide into my DMs. Thank you so much. okay, Brianna. You go first.
I wanted to give her Leo energy.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's because she has Leo energy.
Yes.
But that one's hard. I want to give her Leo.
Okay.
I want to give her Leo.
Well, I gave her Leo.
You did?
Yes. Wow.
She's so, like,
I'll tell you why she I got
confident
Leo.
To me. She's so confident. She's very, like, assertive.
Yes. So why I gave her Leo is that she's a drama queen that is not afraid to be brutally
true.
Honest.
She's a drama queen.
And she's a drama queen in a way that is not so, like, us cancers, like, throws a whole
tantrum.
Yeah. She's more like, I'm upset, pissed off, don't talk to me for 3 days, I'm going to write you a letter, and then, like, So, like, she's like...
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo.
I feel Leo. Okay, wow, not as agree.
Cute.
Benny... I loved him. He's also like a standout.
He's a Scorpio.
Okay, he's a water sign.
He's
Scorpio. I thought Cancer. But...
No, he's a Scorpio. He's so snippy and so like Scorpio. Hardcore.
I loved him.
I loved him too. Yeah. He was so sweet, but he's also my brother.
Shout out to little bro.
But he was giving Mikey vibes.
No,
like hardcore.
So cute. I loved him. Okay. Favorite quote.
Hold on, I need to pull mine out because mine is a very long, but I'll let you go through yours because we kind of agreed on that one.
Yeah.
And we are always, we harp on this so much
because
we're very much lover girls and like always in our feelings. So I'll let you go with that.
Okay. The overall message is that love shows up. Literally could not live by something more. And it's, and always in all relationships, friendships, relationships, anything that you care for, love is going to show up. Like, somebody can give you a million one reasons why it's not going to work, but if love is there, it's going to show up, and that's going to be like the foundation. It's going to show in their actions. It's going to be the driver of the relationship. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So I loved it. And the end of the book, it was just like so perfect that they just tied it
in. And her mom was like, nowhere to remember, love shows up. I'm like, oh.
And I was like, not the Hispanic mother coming with the knowledge, because that's literally what my mom would say.
Also, can we talk about, since we're touching subject on her mom?
Love her.
When she was giving her advice, mm-hmm. I put myself in Brianna's shoes, and I even got teary-eyed because mm-hmm. I felt like this was a conversation between me and my mom. She was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't even know that this affected you. Yeah. Like, their divorce and, like, having men leave. Right. I was like, oh, my
God. I felt that with my abandonment issues. And mine don't even come from, like, my parents. You don't have daddy issues. Yeah, mine's come from, like, past relationships and current. Yeah, I feel you on that. And I like, put myself in your shoes. I was like, for anybody who has experienced divorce and parents, like, I know that this message is going to hit them.
Oh, my God. When she was having that conversation with her, I was literally, like, teary-eyed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was on my way to work. I'm like, God damn it.
I cried at the end of the book because, like, I wanted to just, like, hold this book to my chest forever. Yeah. Like,
this is definitely going to go down as one of my favorites.
Okay.
And one of my favorite love stories. Even though he annoyed me sometimes, he was one of my favorite love stories.
No, but I want and, like, pray that we all find our Jacob in that way. You know what I mean? It's like a puzzle piece that you've been looking for, and
it's something so nice as to when somebody has abandonment issues mm-hmm. and the other person doesn't.
Exactly.
So they're very like, yo, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Like the reassurance, a constant reassurance.
Oh my God. It's like
again, insane. It makes you feel crazy and it honestly like eases you mm-hmm. with time.
That's all I need. It's all I need. Like also I never realized how much I need of words after affirmation, and I didn't think that was ever a love language of mine mm-hmm. until recently, and I was like, wow, that would feed my abandonment issues, like, you know, reassure me, like,
because initially we think like words of affirmations are like oh my God, you're so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Or oh my God, you're so lovely. Like, oh, you're so nice. It's like great, fantastic. First of all,
if somebody tells you you're so lovely, what is your response?
Sorry. I really want Vieja right now.
If a guy says you're so lovely to me, I'm 80. Anyways, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But the reassurance is everything. No, it's everything. And you want to know something? I feel like, obviously being from Miami, we're so prone to showing, like really talking ourselves through. People are so replaceable.
Yeah.
Like, they come and go. Like, people have, people do have our seasons standard, in your life. But I feel like when you go to a small town or when you go to, like, a smaller city or... These people literally stay in your life for years mm-hmm. and years and years.
Yeah, no.
Miami's like, our standards, we'll just recycle every 5 years.
And as women here, like, our standards are so high, but, like...
And the men, too. Like, there's literally gorgeous women crawling here.
No, but they just can't figure it out. But, yeah, I hope to find my Jacob because we all experienced this type of hurt that Brianna did. And mm-hmm. truly, he is a statement of, like... how love will show up.
When she bumped into her ex-husband.
That scene.
The fact that she threw up, I mean, so relatable. I would have died. That would be you. Yeah. No, I would have died.
I literally thought of you.
With moments like that.
And like being drunk, immediately, like, I'm out.
No, I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah, like.
I'm gone. Like, put my head through this elevator and just ride it up. Ride it upward. Take my head right off.
I'll throw up on him. Like, I'll cut my throat and throw it. Okay, tell me your quote.
Okay. So the quote is, we're all a little broken, Brianna. We are a mosaic. We're made up of all those we've met and all the things we've been through. There are parts of us that are colorful and dark and jagged and beautiful. And I love every piece of you, even the ones you wish didn't exist.
Girl! When I tell you Jacob,
oh my God!
Shout out to all the Jacobs and all the Jacob lookalikes.
If somebody tells me that,
I'm proposing.
We're having a child.
No, yeah.
We're making the child.
No, forget the ring. I need, like, a part of your DNA again out in this world. Yes. Because, like, this is the type of people we need to spread out here. Yes. Like, and bring it to this planet. No, it's gorgeous.
That
I love it.
Quote, guys.
Life-changing.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Life-changing.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay. Would we love to see it in a movie?
Yes.
It's a pure rom-com. It's love. It's not even love versus friend. It's like a friendship to love trope. And because, like, yeah, they're, it's not enemies.
Yeah, it's not enemies.
No. Enemies. It's, yeah, it's friends to lovers. And it's,
what was the movie that just came out with Sydney Sweeney?
Nobody.
That's what it was giving me. Like, yeah, that type of vibe. But they hate each other.
Yeah. It's like enemies to lovers. Yeah, but
it's, yeah, that type of rom-com.
Yes. It was such a feel. Like, I can see it now. Like, I can see. Who would we pick as Brianna?
Oh, girl, don't do this,
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, well, you gotta pick up a Spanish, like, actor.
And I'm horrible with names. We're not doing that. I'll let you do the honors. Who would you cast?
Not that you said Sydney Sweeney's in my head, but she's not.
Yeah, she's not. She's the typical white girl. That is blonde in every hair, book. Blue eyes.
Come on. Okay, let me think.
Are we searching up?
Let's I just need to, like, do a quick glance of Google. No, but I would think, like, this is... Has to be a movie at some point. It has to be. Okay, well.
Like, young Hispanic.
I know. Like, I don't... I know so many, but I can't...
When you're put on the spot, I blank. And not only that, but every time that Christine mentions an actress...
No, you have to look at
it. I'm like, who are you talking about? If you don't tell me what movie and what... what is it called? What character? Or
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I mean, no, she's like, just gives me euphoria. Alex Demi.
Yeah, but she's like dark.
That's what
vibes.
I'm saying. Yeah. She only gives me euphoria. Yeah, I would have to think of so many. I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of any.
We're gonna put a pin on this.
Yeah, like not me, like speaking for my Latin people, and I can even name one actress. Girl from Jane the Virgin would be good.
She would be.
Gina Rodriguez. Yeah, she would be the epitome of, like, Brianna.
Yeah,
she would be good.
Okay, we have one person.
And Jacob, I don't even know, like... like, Ryan Reynolds, you know? Like, a basic doctor, you know, I think he's brunette, like, in my head.
Even from Jane the Virgin, Michael? That's his name, Michael?
Oh my god, no, I hate Michael.
Okay, maybe not Michael.
He looked like a frog to me, but yeah, he was sweet. But yeah, I mean, so the whole, sure, Jane the Virgin, yeah, cast. You know what's so, who do you think Benny in your head? Like, who did you just picture how he looked like?
Like, my brother. I can't get my brother out of my head.
Do you
want
to know what mine was?
Oh my god.
Like, the kid from Rocket Power. I don't know why I thought he was, like, a skater boy.
Because he was giving dark emo vibes.
Yes! Like, I'm a grunge boy. Yeah. That's all I do.
He was dying. That's it. It's not that.
Oh my god.
He was very, very sick.
We didn't even talk about how, again, love shows up. And he didn't even, like, love her first. We missed the
best part of the book. The only reason.
His kidney. To a girl he just
had a crush on. That he had a crush on.
Liz, I can't even get a text back. And this guy.
They hadn't even spoken.
This guy gave a kidney.
They hadn't even spoken, remember?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Also, the letters. How do we feel about the letters?
Them writing each other? I wish that
we
would go back.
It was the cutest thing to write letters, right?
Oh, my God, yes. And I'm so stupid. I should have kept all of those letters. Oh, I probably would have cringed, but.
No, it's so crazy. Moving. I found this box. It's a Reebok Classic box. So, like, think about, like, the British flag, you know, uh-huh, the old Reebok, uh-huh, boxes, which I don't even know how they look now because I haven't bought a Reebok. Anyways, I, like, have, through the years I have gone through it and, like, threw away some or any, but I still have, like, the ones that I cherish. Uh-huh. I have ones from, like, seventh grade, like, me and my crush, like, see you in second period, like, cringe. But
I wish.
No, and I've kept my Tigger notebook. Yes, Tigger, Winnie the Pooh. T-I-double-R. Me and my friends used to write in that book. Winnie the Pooh is really close to my heart. Thanks to my brother.
Christine. Y'all, I'm done with you. You even hit me. Guys, I wish we were recording this. She went into character. She even did the girl, like the face and everything.
That is how you know, like, oh, between God. Tigger and Tiger. Come on. Yeah,
very true, very true.
Anyway, so, yeah, that book is filled with, like, all those notes that me and my friends would write.
I wish.
It's so dumb. No, it's cringe.
I cannot wait to have a daughter so I can go through her stuff and literally just put it
you
in,
would
like,
go
a notebook.
I wouldn't
read them.
I hope
I would.
Okay, I'm telling my future niece or nephew, like, please give me your diaries because your mom is psycho.
Not read them, but like go through her like backpack, and if I see letters, I'll just steal them from her and put them in a binder.
Oh, you better FaceTime me so we can read them together.
Oh, what the?
Sorry, like
as she's literally about to throw me under the bus.
But if Benny is writing my future niece, I need to know what he's saying.
Oh, how cute! Wasn't that Benny ended up like dating Jacob's
again? Why
sister?
This needs to be a movie,
guys? This book.
It is perfection. No, the way that I was smiling throughout the whole book, and like I couldn't wait to get in my car just to hear it. Like,
so good.
Please, I cannot recommend the book enough. Janice is actually reading it, and I
thank God.
I know she's obsessed. She's like, I just can't wait.
Do we know where she's by?
She told me she was at 50%. So, but she then told me she was at like
she has
the,
to be like
an engagement
first
party. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. When the lipstick.
Oh man. Oh, she also wanted to point out how much she like loved the grandfather aspect of it. And she's like, I wish
she was also always asking for Instagram.
Oh my gosh. So
how funny
cute.
Was it that they were all
they on they're all
cigarettes?
Yeah, they all knew his whole
and
little
they were all
bit.
Buying it. And the mom that was initially the one that said,
"Don't, yeah." The book is literally perfection.
Please read.
Loved it so much. So on to our next book.
Mm-hmm.
What are we reading, Liz?
I cannot wait, guys. I'm going to put her on the fucking spot right
no.
now. What is it called?
I literally couldn't tell you.
Okay, but what series is it?
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
ACOTAR.
Yeah. I don't even know what the second book is called. I just call it ACOTAR 2. I'll tell you right now. Because like... A Court of Mist and Fury.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I'm on chapter 2.
Okay, well, I'm a little deeper in, yeah, because I started reading it on a flight.
Oh, my God, but it's chapter 2, Snoozeville. It's just a chapter. It's just how the chapter starts. Oh, my God, they're really describing, like, what people are wearing.
That's a little significant later on, but, like, it's not important, but you'll...
Yes, but it's like, one of those things that I really need to be either... Zoned out driving, or I need to be laying in my bed and actually reading it and like picturing.
Yeah, I'm actually reading this one on my Kindle, and oh my god, I missed it so much. I love her. Oh, love her. So yeah, that's our next episode. It's gonna be a whole review on.
Yeah, so
we're back in fantasy
land, and let's just hope that I know how to edit on Riverside. Ooh, it's giving Riverdale.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. So if. I'm just hoping, guys. So keep your fingers crossed. If you want to know something crazy, if we figure this out on how to put the intro, it's going to be hilarious. So if you guys...
Made it this far.
If you guys made it this far and you guys actually hear the intro, I know it's at first it's going to be really confusing, but just know that we made it work.
And we can figure anything out.
Alrighty. Are we ending this right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Love ya. Bye.